I want to begin today by reading a passage of Scripture. It comes in Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 41. The context is important here because this happens right after the triumphal entry of our Lord into Jerusalem, as he's moving forward toward the cross. Hear these words from Scripture. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. And he said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you, encircle you, and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming." Let's pray together. Lord, we're all in different spots right now. I'm sitting here at my desk recording. Other individuals are probably driving their car or preparing to rest or sitting in a comfortable chair on a walk. But in all of our contexts, we long for you. We long to grow in you. We long to better understand you and pray that you would meet us in this time. You, Lord, are good, and all that you do is good. There's something really moving about this particular passage of Scripture. Jesus is on a journey toward the cross where his life will be taken, where the people he cares about are going to, many of them, shout, "Crucify him, crucify him." And yet, as he approaches Jerusalem, the Bible tells us that Jesus begins to weep. You see, there's just this deep sense that our Lord really had a great love, has a great love, and a tremendous amount of care. And in this particular case, the people, they just didn't see the degree to which he longed to have a relationship with them and draw them into God's embrace. Now, just think right here in this particular passage, he's looking at the cities, and if I might put words to the context, he's saying, "I love you. I want to bring you life. I care for you. I've come to serve for you. It is my desire to heal, to redeem." And yet we know that it won't be long before so many of these people that he's crying out to care for actually turn and plead for his crucifixion. So here we see something I think very, very interesting. And it can be true for us also, that there's this tremendous message of the gospel, that God so longed to be in relationship with us that he sent his Son, who provides, if you will, a path toward intimacy with him. And what we see happening here in Jerusalem, we're also seeing happening among, well, people today. Some people just out and out rejected Jesus, wanted to have nothing to do with him. Others are apathetic. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't, in their mind, seem to relate to their world. And there are others who I do think, even in this day, trivialize what it is that Jesus had to say and what he came to do. And what Jesus says to them is, if you had only known what would bring you peace. Now, the presupposition here is that ultimately people are seeking peace, and if not seeking peace, seeking something that will anesthetize the pain, kill the anxiety. You know, for many years, as I struggled with my own anxiety disorder, I would have had to define peace as the absence of anxiety. Anxiety being this whole idea of being caught up in tomorrow's concerns, and not only be anxious about tomorrow's concerns, but having anticipatory anxiety about being anxious about tomorrow's concern. And yet what Scripture is saying here is that the love of Christ is such that He deeply cares, and that His presence can bring a deep internal rest, if you will, a peace, a confidence that He can hold us firm to the end. There's this passage of Scripture that comes in the Gospel of John where Jesus is admitting that we live in a world where trouble's going to come our way. And I think every one of us is fully aware of that. As a matter of fact, I would suspect that right now, as I'm talking, you're facing different challenges. Some of those challenges could be stealing your peace, creating anxiety. And what Jesus says is that He doesn't give peace the way the world gives, but He wants to give us His peace. He says there, "In Me, you will have peace." I wonder if that doesn't mean to some degree that in Jesus we have an eternal perspective. And that eternal perspective is such that we begin to see that no matter what we're facing, as one of the saints of all said, old, all will be well and all manner of things will be well because of Jesus. And that to some degree we are in some way hidden in Him. I think of Colossians 3, verse 15, where it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart." Oh my gosh, how many times I have needed that, to let the peace of Christ rule in my heart. But instead of turning there, recognizing the presence of Christ through the Spirit within, I look at all my external circumstances and I can rile myself up into a place of almost debilitating anxiety. And yet what the Lord is saying, "I want you to know how much I care." And I wonder if I could push this a little further to say that when I am, in fact, caught up in anxiety, that compassion that Jesus saw for Jerusalem, the fact that they didn't get it, the fact that they didn't realize how much He loved them, is the same thing that God feels for me. That the Lord looks and goes, "Oh, if only Terry knew the degree to which I love him, I want to care for him. If he could only enter my peace, even in the midst of a difficult and troubled world." Now, one of the things it says in this passage was that they didn't receive peace because they didn't recognize the day of the Lord's coming. They just didn't see where the Lord was in the midst of this. And I think also we could say they didn't comprehend exactly what it is that the Lord was seeking to bring them. I want you to know something today. I don't know what you're facing. I have friends that are going through very difficult times. I have my own struggles. And at times, I wouldn't say that peace is what I'm experiencing, but here's what I know and I want to say to myself, and I want us to hear. The Lord loves us. He cares about our circumstance. He's come to enter our world, to enter our weakness, to be with us in our struggle. And it's important that in the midst of these anxieties that we, I don't know how to say it, sit down, settle down, focus in, and recognize that the Lord is not at a great distance, watching as an objective observer, but he's very much present to us, that we can lift up our prayer, we can know that he is near, and that somehow in the midst of this, we can find peace. There's this other passage of Scripture that comes at the end of 2 Thessalonians, and it too is focusing on the issue of peace. I happen to love this passage. It's Paul's prayer for the Christians in Thessalonica. And boy, it's a prayer I want to receive in my own heart. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Isn't that a great word? And I want to give that word to you today. We've already seen the Lord weeping over Jerusalem, wanting them to understand what he could bring to their lives, and they couldn't see it. And now we are facing our own struggles and our own anxieties, and the Lord's wanting us to see it. And so let's just imagine that Paul is saying this to you in your circumstance, to me in my own. Hear it again. Now, right now, immediately, here, in this moment, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace. At all times and in every way. Not that you have to work at it, but may he give you his peace in every way that you need it. And the confidence that the Lord is with you. Boy, this is a great word for us. The combination of what we see as Jesus weeps over Jerusalem, knowing how much he cares, and recognizing that we all long for peace, and yet we often don't know that he can be our peace, even in the midst of difficulty. May he himself do that for you today. Let your prayer be whispered that you could use a little of his peace and ask him to come into your circumstance, to feel his love and his affection and his compassion and his care, and to recognize the Lord is with you. Let's think about this together. Okay, my friend, God bless.